Our Bible reading is from John 21, and we're going to be reading verses 1 to 14. And I'm reading from the International Children's Bible, but you can find the passage in the Bibles in the backs of the seats. So Jesus appears to seven followers. Later, Jesus showed himself to his followers by Lake Galilee. This is how it happened. Some of the followers were together. They were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the two sons of Zebedee, and two other followers. Simon Peter said, "I'm going out to fish." The other followers said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. They fished that night, but caught nothing. Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the followers did not know that it was Jesus. Then he said to them, "Friends, have you caught any fish?" They answered, "No." He said, "Throw your net into the water on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did this. They caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. The follower whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Peter heard him say this, he wrapped his coat around himself. Peter had taken his clothes off. Then he jumped into the water. The other followers went to shore in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. They were not very far from shore, only about 100 meters. When the followers stepped out of the boat and onto the shore, they saw a fire of hot coals. There were fish on the fire, and there was bread. Then Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish that you caught." Simon Peter went into the boat and pulled the net to shore. It was full of big fish. There were 153. Even though there were so many, the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." None of the followers dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them. He also gave them the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his followers after he was raised from death.
Children, I hope you've got a Bible that you'll be able to look at. We've got some more Bibles down here, and also service notes. If you want to come and pick up a sheet, please come and do that. So as we've already been hearing, our holidays are coming to an end, aren't they? And this is the week when school or work begins again, and those more relaxed routines that maybe we've had through the summer are about to change. Now, I'm sure there's a range of feelings in this room and this morning about that return. How do you feel about going back? Maybe you can identify with one of these emojis that might be up on the screen. Earlier this year, I was able to take a 4-week break from work. And after 4 weeks of a quieter, different routine, I'd really felt the benefits of that time off, and stepping back into the regular busyness came with a little bit of worry, a little bit of confusion about how on earth everything was going to fit back in. But within a couple of days, it was as if I'd never been away, and life returned to normal, and it was a happy, smiley face. Now, are you good at noticing things? I think one of the things that God was talking to me about while I was off was trying to take more time to notice things, to notice him, and to notice what he is doing. Now, noticing, I feel, is a little bit like playing the game I Spy. Anybody ever played that game, I Spy with my little eye? You have to notice something. And in the game, you have to give a letter to another person, don't you? And somebody has to guess what it is. Well, through the summer, we've been thinking about God being in our ordinary lives. And in our Bible reading today, There are four ordinary things, beginning with the letter B, that you and I know in our lives. So children, I want you to be looking in this passage this morning for four things, beginning with B, and come and find me at the end, and there might be a prize if you can tell me what they are. You might have one or two other questions along the way. So Helen very kindly read our reading, and there are the page references for you to look at so you can find it. And the first thing we notice in John chapter 21 is that that group of disciples are gathered together. How many disciples are gathered in that room? Well, let's just have a little look at where this kind of comes in the life of Jesus. Why are they in that room together? These disciples had watched Jesus die on the cross. Now, Jesus had told them that this was going to happen. But it was not the ending that the disciples were expecting. And of course, actually, it wasn't the end. Because God raised Jesus from the dead and he appeared to his followers. Now we know that by the time that Jesus meets his disciples on that shore, this is the third time, John tells us, that Jesus has appeared to his followers after the resurrection. So I wonder what the disciples were talking about when they were sitting around in that room and when... Because for the last 3 years, these were the men who had shared life with Jesus. They'd been on the road with him. They'd seen all the amazing things that Jesus had done. They'd heard all of the incredible things that Jesus said. Now, I think at this moment, they were probably a little unsure about what was going to be happening next. If I close my eyes, I can picture the scene. I can imagine Peter, maybe a person who wasn't used to sitting down for very long, getting up and saying, okay, everyone, right, I'm not going to carry on sitting here anymore. Let's go out and fish. Now, if you remember, several of Jesus' followers were fishermen. He'd called them from their fishing boats to go and follow him. Fishing was familiar. But fishing in the New Testament is not a hobby. It's work. And it's hard and dangerous work. These were men used to going fishing through the night. Because that's when they'd catch most fish. So it's a very long night. The disciples are in the boat. And they don't catch a single fish. Early in the morning, as the sun comes up, they can see someone on the shoreline. But they don't realize who it is. He asks about the catch. They tell him they haven't caught a single fish. And he tells them to put their nets down on the other side of the boat. Now, the nets are so full that the disciples can't haul them back into the boat. Now, for those of you who were here last week, you'll have heard Tim speak, and he challenged us as we looked at the miracle at the wedding of Cana together, didn't he, with these words that Mary says to the servant. She says, do whatever he tells you, do whatever Jesus tells you. Now, look what happens when those fishermen do just what Jesus tells them. Their empty net was filled with fish. And then some of the disciples realize who that man on the shore is. It's Jesus. And he is there to meet them right where they are, on their front line, in the place that is familiar to them. Jesus is with them. Now Peter, had to be Peter, didn't it? Of course, he jumps out of the boat. And the others follow in the boat with the catch of fish. Now, what is it that we notice next? Jesus is ready for them. He's gone ahead of them, and he provides a wonderful breakfast. After a long night on a fishing boat, I expect they were probably ready for some food. And Jesus provided for their needs. Now, Jesus has got the fire going on the beach. There's bread and there's fish that are cooking. Children, you might remember a few months ago when we looked at this passage together in the centre, we cooked some fish and some bread and we shared them together. Jesus invites his disciples to bring a contribution, to bring what they have and to come and join in. And then there's this lovely little bit where Jesus says, "Come and have breakfast." Now, I must say this in our house nearly every day. Come and get your breakfast. It's very ordinary, isn't it? Come and have your breakfast. But Jesus said that too. He did that too. He shared with them. He was there. And in that ordinary moment, having breakfast on a beach, verse 12 tells us that the disciples knew. They knew it was the Lord. It was the moment when they noticed. It was a moment of certainty. Jesus was beside them. Now, the video that we just watched earlier talked about us being still in Jesus. Sometimes that moment of knowing is all that we need to be able to carry on. So if we go back to where we started at the beginning, for many of us this week, we face a return to work or a return to school, a back to normal, a change of routine. Maybe there's new starts. Maybe there's new opportunities. Maybe there are new challenges that we face as well. I believe that from this passage that we've been looking at this morning, we can learn that in the things that we face, we can know that the Lord will be backing us all the way. Now, if we take a sneak peek into the next bit of the story, Jesus and Peter have a conversation. Peter has messed up. But even after he's done that, Jesus calls him to new opportunities, and Jesus backs him to continue the work that he has begun. Jesus was behind him all the way. And we can know that the Lord will be beside us as we return to work and to school this week. And we can know that he will go ahead of us and he's already preparing the way. Now, the challenge that I've found is to notice and to listen and to follow what God is saying and doing as life gets really busy again. And I have to constantly remind myself to pause, take a moment, and to know it is the Lord. It is Jesus who is with me. Now, I don't know if Lois is here this morning. Is she over there? Lois, when you popped round this week, your phone alarm suddenly pinged, didn't it, and went off. And Lois had it set with just a little message that came up on the screen, and it said, "Jesus is Lord." That was just a little reminder in your day, isn't it? And I know that Bob Steele once had his phone set at midday. The alarm would ring, and that would be a prompt for him to remind him to say the Lord's Prayer. It's quite a simple thing to do, but it can help us keep our focus through the day and to give us a moment with Jesus. Children, perhaps you can have, if you haven't got a phone and you can't set a reminder, perhaps you can put a sticker on your pencil case or on your pencil, or keep something inside it, a little something that will remind you that Jesus is with you and that he can help you in whatever things are going on. If you haven't got one, come and speak to me at the end. Now, what I'd really like to do, and what I really felt we should do at the end of this talk, is to pray for one another and to pray for those who have new starts and new beginnings this week. Now, I think there are some children here who are starting school for the first time this week. I know Amy, you're going to be going to school this week, aren't you? Bethany? Where's Bethany? I think we've got a lovely photo. Here's Bethany, look, trying on her school uniform. She'll be off to school this week, starting something new. I think probably all the children who are here this morning will have new classes or new teachers. Some will be starting new schools or going to sixth form. There are lots of new opportunities. And in a moment, I want to be able to pray for all of you. So there's just a few things I'm going to say, things that we're going to pray for, and then I'm going to ask you to come out to the front. Now, Beth has already been up on the stage this morning. It's been lovely that Beth and I have been able to get together for the first time this week and start to work together, and that's fabulous. I'm really excited about the things that we have started to talk about and how we want to continue and to grow the children and families and youth work. Now, children, our groups, we're together this Sunday, but next Sunday we're going back to our groups. But we do have a challenge, because we do have a group at this moment that we will not be able to run because we do not have enough leaders. We have opportunities for at least two new leaders. So in our time of prayer, as we pray, if you feel that God is nudging you to get involved somehow in sharing God's love with our children and our young people, to help them to get to know him better, to help them grow in their faith, Beth is going to come and stand at the front. If you'd like to come and speak to her about coming to help and getting involved, also there's be time during communion for you just to pray about that, and we'll both be around at the end. Please come and talk to us about getting involved and joining in with this work. Now, there'll be people who will be, we've already had some coming talk about comings and goings this morning, and we know that some of our older youth are going to be moving on. It's been quite a week in our house this week, full of excitement. So I wonder, Matthew, would you like to just pop out to the front? Jonathan, come and tell us what you'll be doing. Is Alice here? No? Okay. We'll perhaps hear a bit more from another time. Matthew, can you sum up briefly what has happened this week?
Lots of things. So last week I didn't have an absolute idea what I was going to do at all, and well, I was okay with it. Mum was stressing quite a lot. She wanted to get me out of the house, really. So but I applied for an organization called SWIM, Southwest Youth Ministries. So yeah, it's in the Southwest, surprisingly. So I applied on Monday, which was a bank holiday, so they got the application on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, they saw the application, rung me up, were like, yeah, we need to have an interview quite fast because we start on Monday. So I was like, oh, okay. So Wednesday I had an interview, and then that seemed to go okay because on Thursday I got a welcome pack. Then on Friday I tried to do a bit of shopping. And then yesterday at the wedding, as it turned out, the person who is running my gap year is a friend of Corinne's. So he was at the wedding. So we had another chat, and it just all seems
to have worked out.
Yeah, and he still wants me. So, it's pretty amazing, really. It does mean that I will be moving on Monday. It's happened very fast, but it all seems to be part of the plan. And it all seems to be falling into place. So yeah. Just need prayer, basically, which would be pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think, have you got a sheet with you, or have we got...
I haven't got a sheet with me, no. But there'll be some paper somewhere, I'm guessing.
Matthew's hoping to give some sort of kind of reports through the year about what's going on. He'd love you to support him in prayer. If you'd like to hear more about what's going on in the Southwest, then please come and chat to him at the end and sign up.
Yeah.
Okay, John, tell us what's happening for you. You're here next Sunday as well, aren't
yes.
you? But then what's coming up?
Well, it's kind of funny that I'm the more organised person of the two. Come sometime next week. I am here next Sunday. Sometime after that, I will be going to Nexus in Coventry, which is both kind of a Bible and music college. So I will be studying for a degree in popular music and worship. I'm really looking forward to that. Again, it's kind of all fallen into place. It's the only place I applied for. So, yeah, I didn't really have a plan B, so I'm glad plan A worked out.
So God is good, and God
Absolutely.
Has been behind you and beside you and before you
in all
these things. So thank you very much for sharing that with you. And can we just congratulate, because there's a lot of our young people who've done exams this summer, and they've all done really, really well, and they're going on to new things. So let's just give them a round of applause for that. Right, so it's important that we pray. So what I would like, children, would you come up to the front with your parents? Please bring your parents with you. If you're going back to school this week, I'd like you to gather in the front and down the aisles, down the aisle here. So there are people all around you who are going to pray for you. If you are going back to work this week, come and gather round. If you are starting new opportunities, come and gather together here at the front. There might also be people here this morning. Maybe you're a bit fed up and tired of the job that you're in. Maybe things are a struggle at the moment. Or maybe you don't have a job at the moment. You feel like your net is empty, that there aren't any fish in it. You want something to change. You want something new. If that's you as well, come and stand at the front. Come and gather at the front and down in the aisles, and then we want to gather round and pray for you. Aren't this an amazing group, people? Aren't they a blessing to us? So as we pray, please, if God is stirring your heart, come and work amongst this wonderful group of people. Please come forward. We'd love to talk to you. So I want to pray. And I want to do it without crying. I might not do that, but come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Children, I want you to know this week that God is behind you, God is beside you, and God goes ahead of you. I want you to grow in your faith. Lord, please build their faith. Lord, increase their love for you. Lord, may they grow in wisdom and grace and in knowledge of you. And Lord, we've watched Matthew and Jonathan grow in stature through these years. And now we pray, Lord, that you would continue the work you have started in them. Lord, may they grow in their faith. Lord, may they grow in wisdom and know more of you. And Lord, for those returning to work, Lord, may they feel your presence with them. Lord, would they notice that you are there? Would they notice the little things that you are doing? And Lord, for those people who are facing the challenges at the moment, challenges of an empty net, Lord, would you fill that net? Lord, would you provide for them? Lord, we know you're a God of surprises. Lord, we know that you are a God who does new things. Lord, would you be at work in their lives, providing for them? And Lord, as all we've been singing through the summer, Lord, God behind, God beside, God ahead, Lord, would we go out with those words, knowing you deep, deep in our hearts? Lord, we pray now for your blessing upon each and every person standing here at the front. Lord, may they know your love and your presence today. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.